or by Goethe. But centuries ago, both in the West and in the East, it was considered quite immoral to publish any book of wisdom under your own name, because you personally were not entitled to the possession of this knowledge. And that is why you always put on any book of wisdom the name of the real author, that is to say, the person who inspired you. So in this way, it is highly doubtful if the Book of the Wisdom of Solomon, at least it's not only doubtful, but it's perfectly certain that Solomon never wrote it, but that it was attributed to Solomon because Solomon was an archetype of the wise man. So in the same way, when for centuries various Buddhist monks and scholars wrote all kinds of sutras, scriptures, and ascribed them to the Buddha, they were being properly modest. They were saying, these doctrines are not my doctrines. They are the doctrines of that proceed from the Buddha in me, and therefore they should be ascribed to Buddha. And so over and above the Pali canon, there is an enormous corpus of scriptures written originally in Sanskrit and subsequently translated into Chinese and Tibetan. We have very inadequate manuscripts of the original Sanskrit, but we have very complete Chinese and Tibetan translations. And so it is primarily from Chinese and Tibetan sources that we have the Mahayana canon of the scriptures over and above the Theravada canon, which is written in the Pali language. Pali is a softened form of Sanskrit, whereas in Sanskrit one says Nirvana, in Pali one says Nibbana. Sanskrit says karma, Pali says kamma. Sanskrit says dharma, Pali says dhamma. It's very, very similar language, but it's softer in its speech, articulation. Now, it's in general feeling among scholars of the West that the Pali scriptures are closer to the authentic teachings of the Buddha than the Sanskrit ones. And so, with our Christian background and approach to scriptures in general, the West has built up a very strong, you might say, prejudice in favor of the authenticity of the Theravada tradition as against the Mahayana tradition. Whereas the Mahayanists put it this way, they say that their